It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Paul Skeens, last year's Rookie of the Year in the National League. Your first time. Congratulations. Happy opening day, Jack.
Thank you very much. Wow. Now, happy opening day to you, too. I'm sure it never gets old.
It doesn't. You know, I was always fired up as a player, but even as a non-player and a media guy now, you still get fired up in opening day.
Sandy Alcantara is ready to go. He's Tommy Pham. It is 81 degrees, mostly sunny skies, and the wind is working from right field to left field. It favors right-handed hitters. Tommy Pham last year was with the White Sox, the Cardinals, and the Royals. And Sandy peeks in. His first pitch at 4:10 p.m. misses inside for ball one at 98 miles an hour. We are underway with the 2025 MLB season in Miami.
Ah, look at a smiling Matt Spiegel just being proud. Let the people know why that particular cut made you so proud.
That is my nephew, Jack McMullen, age 26. He is the radio play-by-play voice of the Miami Marlins. He works with Jeff Nelson. That's who that was, the former Yankees reliever, Jeff Nelson. There's a whole bunch of other broadcasters he works with down there, but Jack grew up wanting to get into the broadcasting biz, wanted to be Uncle Matt on some level, went to Syracuse, killed it, has been really good, has been a really good broadcaster in the minors, and now got a big league job. My sister, his mother, flew down to Miami and was there for his first ball game yesterday in the big leagues, and the whole Spiegel family all across the country, everybody, using the MLB at Bat app to hang out and listen to Jack.
I got to know, like, what the family, like, group thread was like for this.
I mean, it's been a lot of, like, hey, we're so proud, hey, we're so proud, hey, we're so proud over the past few months, you know, as he got the job and everything. But, my brother's actually in the Dominican Republic on a vacation, and he texted a screenshot of him listening to the game down there. My dad been asking everybody, how do I do this?
Good for him.
My 91-year-old dad figuring out a way to listen to his grandson, you know, who made the big leagues. And, just amazing. And my nephew, Wally, on my brother's son, texting this morning, like, hey, did you see what happened? Because here's the thing. Jack used to be the Pirates AAA broadcaster. It's Pirates Marlins. Before the game, he's texting with Paul Skeens because he knows Paul. Like, they got to be buddies there in Indianapolis doing the Pirates AAA games. He knows a lot of those guys. He got to do Sandy Alcantara and Paul Skeens yesterday, and both those guys were dealing early on. craziness.
The game got wild after they left, but while they were out there, it was a lot of fun.
Alcantara, I think, had a no-hitter into the fourth, maybe the fifth, and Skeen struck out seven with his, like, wiffle ball stuff. And then they
well, we were at dinner last night, and we're sorting through the Josh Giddey.
Yes.
We're watching college hoops, and we're like, wow, Chuck is on SportsCenter. And then we're just kind of talking through all the sports things that happen throughout the day.
Yeah.
We're watching Cubs on our phone during dinner. And we're like, oh, hey, you mentioned your nephew Jack. What happened in that game? And he had, like, the best possible ending you could have for a debut in a broadcast. So
he gets that, and then he gets a walk-off after.
They were down two runs in the eighth, and the Marlins scored two in the eighth inning to tie it. And then in the ninth inning, it's a tie game at home. Kyle Stowers is up, and this happens.
The count is nothing and two. Tied at four in the bottom of the ninth inning. Marlins out hitting the Pirates 6-4. Runners at second and third, nobody out. In the 0-2. Stowers rips down the right field line. That gets in, and the ball game is over. Kyle Stowers with a line shot down the right field line, and it's a walk-off winner for the Fish on opening day. Sanoha taps the plate. The Marlins mob Stowers in right center field. They rip off the jersey, and oh, what a way to start off the campaign. 1-0 with an exclamation point. 5-4, a walk-off winner. It's the first opening day walk-off in the history of the franchise. Kyle Stowers with that RBI single to plate Javier Sanoha. It just snuck inside the right field line, and it is a Marlins winner on opening day. The totals when we come back right here on the Marlins Radio Network.
That was pretty good. Had the nugget about the first opening day walk-off in franchise history.
I don't know if you have to grade it. I just want to know how you felt hearing it.
Amazing. I hear a guy who sounds comfortable.
Very much so.
That's all I'm thinking about is on the personal level. Like, he sounds like he belongs.
And how about his partner laying back?
Yeah.
Jeff Nelson much
Love
kinder
that.
To him than he was to Frank Thomas over the years. You know, one of the more dominant pitchers, you know what I mean? Like, but letting him have that moment, you know?
Yeah.
Not, you know, stepping all over his call or
You're
not
right.
jumping in. Like, he just let Jack have that.
Yeah, that's
All
cool.
that space in between. He could have, but he didn't.
You're right.
Space. That was really awesome.
Has he tried... Marlins fans, stand up.
I have not heard that.
The stand-up was very subdued yesterday.
It was from John?
I thought he had a good day yesterday.
Good.
I thought that he did it. Like, the way I would describe the Southside stand-up was ordinarily it's an exclamation point, and sometimes it's three exclamation points.
Southside, stand up.
Too loud.
Yesterday, I thought it was just – a period.
Was that yesterday's?
No. Yesterday was just like Southside.
Yep.
Stand up.
Yep.
All right.
And that was
cool.
It.
Love
but
that
can work.
I 100% think it can work.
I don't dislike that as a catchphrase in and of itself. And I think you're right. I think the delivery, more stable delivery, is probably a good idea.
Time and place, right? Like the walk off, for example. Like you wanna let loose in a walk off. Feel free. But I thought that was, like, good recognition of, like, this was fun.
Yeah.
Let's not make it more than what it is. This was a lot of fun, and enjoy yourself.
So I'm watching Quick Pitch last night on MLB Network.
Love Quick Pitch.
It's the best. And they've rebranded, by the way. It's beautiful. It's, like, colorful now. They got new graphics.
Okay.
They got different things happening.
Sometimes our friend Sierra Santos hosts Quick Pitch.
Yeah. And so
was it LG this morning?
No, it wasn't. It was somebody. I didn't recognize her.
Okay.
So I'm not sure who it was. But I was watching it last night. And, of course, I'm listening when the Marlins highlight comes along. Are they going to use Jack as part of the highlight package? And they did. They didn't use him on the walk-off. They used TV. But they used him for another highlight. They also did what they sometimes do. They used him to set up a few different game situations. Like a little chunk of him saying, two out here in the eighth and the batter is blank.
It's one of the best produced shows on television because of those little details they add to that show.
Yep. And they'll
tell the story.
And so the fact that they used him as the table setter means he's good at table setting. So that's a good sign in of itself, right? But, yeah, it was, so he made his quick pitch debut. You know, Uncle Matt has been on Quick Pitch.
I know a thing or two about that.
I've been on Quick Pitch a lot.
You're an old grizzled Quick Pitch veteran.
Oh, man, I've been on, you know, a lot of my time. You know, back when I did those games, those Cubs-Cardinals games, remember when the Cubs swept the Cardinals?
I do remember that.
First three of an eight-game win streak that convinced Jed Hoyer to buy at the deadline. Yes, they fell apart in September.
Somewhere out there, Elise Mettinger just shuddered because you keep saying that every time she comes on the station. Hey, remember that series we had,
yeah.
Elise?
Yeah. Yeah, I may or may not have brought it up when she was on Hit and Run last Sunday.
Look, man, here's the thing.
But anyway.
When you start looking around at, like, the history of the score and play-by-play people, it's pretty great. So the fact that you're out there calling games, Zach's calling games. Ranji is calling games. Randazzo has a full-time job.
Yep.
Like, we have a history.
Connor
McKnight. Like, we have a history.
You're right.
Of people making their way up to it. So I like that it's still something that you cherish. I cherish it. I don't talk about it as much as I probably should. I miss doing college basketball. Like, I love.
Yeah, you were really good at college basketball.
I love doing college basketball.
I love that Marshall's doing it.
Marshall was out here doing the IHSA stuff.
Yep.
Layla's been part of what? Olympic and college tournament broadcast teams for live games. So I love the fraternity that we have at the score with a lot of people who've had ambitions to go on to. Jason Griffin, right? Like,
Jason Griffin, score long ago.
Oh, was Jason Benetti.
Was the voice of the Toledo Mudhens. Yeah. Jason Benetti. Yeah, there's a lot. There's probably more that we're not thinking of.
Well, oh, no, they're Eric.
Eric Collins?
Yeah, because Eric was one of our producers.
I forgot that.
Who else? There's someone else that I'm missing. A big Judd Surratt.
Oh my God, Judd Surratt is the Boston Bruins play-by-play voice.
Yeah,
and was the Cubs pre and post, and did Blackhawks pre and post as well. That's a great call by you.
So it's a long list of people that have when given the opportunity to do play-by-play have
that's
done.
Pretty neat.
I think that right there. I'm not to program the PBP.
That's a good episode of the PBP.
That's a couple episodes of the PBP.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
You could have a lot of fun with people talking about that.
One last thing on Jack. Before the news was public, I couldn't help myself, and I told my friend Boog Shambi, and then I had to call him back and say, hey, Boog, it's not public yet. Don't tell anybody. And he said, oh, Uncle Big Mouth. Uncle Big Mouth, how are you? So now Boog will sometimes refer to me as Uncle Big Mouth or UBM. He'll text me UBM.
I like that. Oh, Dan, we should add Dan.
Dan Bernstein.
Excellent at play-by-play.
You know who else? I just thought of Len Casper did some games on the score in 2016.
He went on to become
the White Sox play-by-play guy.
Who knew, right?
Yeah. On another network.
Dry Dogs.
It's good for him. I mean, no one would have expected it from Len.
He was so great just filling in during the World Series.
I don't know what he was doing before that, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know
what he was doing at the score, I thought was great.
How about Anthony Herron as a color analyst? He's part of some tremendous broadcast.
I was laughing because I snapped a picture of Big Ant today on Big Ten Network. He's with my friend Rafael Davis breaking down Big Ten buckets. And I was like, look at Mr. Handsome out here doing his thing.
Several texters wondering if Jack has thought about using a couple different trademarks of mine. That ball is spanked. Like maybe that one.
And he's dead.
He's going to be dead.
I personally am just looking for the way that he weaves in Holocaust stuff.
Absolutely.
I think that's when you know that he's an expert broadcaster.
Tell you what, the concentration on these hitters has been really good.
That's
they must
bad.
Have gone.
See, right, you gotta stop that. See that? You're going too far.
They went to a place together.
People don't know
who's saying it. Stop it, Matthew.
Okay.
It's a beautiful segment. Now it's less beautiful.
I miss him doing overnight.
He was great. We've had some interesting times out here in Vegas. We'll share some of that with you next here on The Score.
Nah, we ain't taking that. We ain't taking that from
radio losers.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.